guys just holding everybody accountable. And like I said, you don't want to be the weak link. Jim Schwartz always stressed, man, there's no weak link on this defense. And that's what we stress in our room, specifically in the secondary. We don't want to be the weak link on the team or the defense. So, you know, that's what we've been focusing on. And, you know, we're going to just continue to keep this momentum going in training camp.
Do all the other little things help, like some of the stuff that Doug did, taking you guys out last week, paintball, and the stuff that the games in the back, whatever?
Oh, yeah, it's huge, man. You're building that team chemistry, that bonding, like what you need to have to be a great team in this league. And something like that where it's competitive but it's still fun definitely brought us closer together. And just from the competition, you know, early on from phase one, you just see it translating over to the field. And, you know, guys are getting after it.
Do you think that Jim Schwartz can be more creative with you guys this season because you all have that year experience under your belt?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we all had to take a year to get to know one another well. I think he has an idea of what we can do, what our strengths are. And, you know, we added some pieces. But, you know, I think we're still going to be the same Eagles defense, same scheme. Guys have adjusted well, comfortable, and guys are just flying around making plays.
How is it working with all the new cornerbacks? You and Malcolm are set back there, but, you know, those cornerback spots are pretty open at this point. So how have you guys adjusted working with them?
Oh, it's been good so far. A lot of guys are making plays. A lot of guys are stepping up. You know, Aaron Grimes, C.J. Smith, the young guy, Rasul Douglas. And Adam Pat is definitely big for us, a guy who's experienced, that can take lead, take control, and kind of take a few guys underneath his wing and give them some pointers and help. So it's good having him around. You know, me and Malcolm, we've grown in our relationship and just getting better working with one another. So you see everything starting to gel right now. So we're just trying to just continue this and carry it over to training camp.
Is this something you were really, like, looking forward to see? I mean, you come in, you say, okay, it looks good. We hope we're better than last year, but I want to see it on the field. I mean, is that – you got to be out there and live it and know that it's better, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I had no question. You definitely seen a lot of flashes of the type of defense we can be. I think the thing that we want to stress, too, is just consistency. You know, we started off strong kind of that first half of the season, kind of had a little setback and then picked it back up. So I think for us, consistency is key. And, you know, we do that, man, we'll be fine.
Everybody talks about pass rush being everything for a defensive backfield. It is, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, man. it's huge. And we added some guys who could definitely rush the passer. First day, the big fella, Timmy Jernigan, man, he hit somebody with a clean, you know, swipe. I don't even know what you call the move, but it was quick. And from that point, I knew we had something good. So it's good to see those guys getting after it, and it makes our job easier, and then vice versa. We hold up in the back end, and they get sacks.
What have you seen out of the cornerbacks so far? I mean, guys like Rasul Douglas, you know, especially, you know, with him and stuff. How have you seen him progress so far?
Definitely seen him progress, man. He takes coaching well. He hustles. He fights to the end of the play. He's fearless. Those things that you can't coach, you know, that's just in your heart. And you've seen that from day one. And he just continues to flash on tape. Aaron Grimes, C.J. Smith, those guys have all been making plays. Jalen Mills, too. And you just see the coaching that Corey's doing for those guys, playing the ball in the air. And the start and DB drills kind of translate over to the team. And guys are making a lot more plays. So I'm looking forward to seeing those guys, what they can do in training camp and into preseason games.
So what's the plan for you for the for this next month?
Go home, train, continue to get better. And, you know, I got a lot of weddings to go to this summer. So not too much time for myself besides training and doing that.
How do you balance, you know, keeping yourself fresh, you know, from a football standpoint, but also, you know, taking your mind off football a little bit and kind of, you know, balance the break as well so you're refreshed for
job? Yeah, you definitely got to – I mean, this is, what, year six for me, so I kind of got a good balance and good feel on how to go about things and how to schedule my summer. You know, definitely spend time with family and friends to kind of take a week off just to, you know, give my body a break. But can't get away too much because we work so hard, you know, to get my body to this point right now. You know, I don't want to take too much time off. But continue to work, to continue to get better so that when I come back in July, late July, I'm ready to go and help this team out.
You've probably had a front row seat for Alshon and Torrey Smith. What have they brought to the receiving corps and just kind of your first impressions of them so far?
Oh, man, they just bring that veteran experience, man. They both are different. Torrey Smith's a fast guy who you're on high alert for in the back end. And then, you know, Alshon's a guy, man, he's a possession guy, but can go up and get the ball at any point. You know, that's what makes him his best. When he can play, he plays the ball well in the air and has the ability to go up and get it. So they've been two great additions to this offense.